Hey everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and joining me on the show this week, you've got Martin Navarro, Jimmy Skinner, and me debating food trucks for you, ladies and gentlemen. Inspired by that fun show on the Food Network, Food Truck Wars, we decided to put our spin on it and ask the question, what superhero should have their own food truck and why? As you obviously motherfucking do. So we've got the design of the food truck. We've got the name of the food truck. We've got the menu. We've got the branding. We've got the special promotions. Everything you see in that show, we tried to give it to you our way this week, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what you're going to listen to. That's who you're listening to. This is an older episode. It's one of the first times we've ever put something away and brought it off the cutting room floor, so to speak. So it is a little dated. We are off on what's come out this week. But needless to say, we thought, fuck it. We recorded it. You're going to laugh at it. Might as well put it out there. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a dated episode of The Real Debaters. On to the housekeeping stuff, the boring stuff, the stuff you'll probably skip, but you shouldn't. Because it's important this week. December 19th, you're going to see us at the Park Theater in Winnipeg, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be podcasting from the lobby. We're going to be talking to you guys, interacting with you, because it is the Die Hard cult movie night at the Park Theater, ladies and gentlemen. There's no other place we would rather be. Martin is coming home for Christmas. Halla fucking Luya. So you're going to see everybody on the show there. Feel free, come over. Talk to us. Stick your face in the microphone. We'll make sure it's incredibly hygienic so that nobody can catch the nasty vid. And have a conversation with us about, is Die Hard really a Christmas movie? Yes or no? Let's get your opinion. Anyway, so that's on December 19th. Website still being worked on. That's all I'm going to say on that. If you're new and you want to support the show after you're done, if this is your first time listening to us, thank you, first of all. But if you want to support the show, the easiest way to do so, subscribe. Once you're done, ladies and gentlemen, it's free, it's cheap, it's easy, it's one button, and you're done. You move on with your life. We'll see you next week. But if you're so inclined to spend money on us or donate to our cause, small or big, doesn't matter the purchase price. We don't care. There are two ways to do so. You can donate to the Real Debaters podcast by clicking on the Buy Us a Coffee tab in the show notes. $1, $2, $5. We're talking about pocket change, ladies and gentlemen. Don't break the bank on this. We are not worth it. But if you want to throw a buck or two at us, it just goes back into production costs. And then there's your standard podcast merch stand. We have one. It's called the Prop Shop. It's got three of our lovely logos with a wide array of things you can put it on. We've got home decor, we've got clothing, we've got skateboards. Yes, we actually have skateboards with and without trucks, mind you. So fully set up, or just the deck. Cell phone covers, toques, hats, sweaters. I think the only thing we don't have is a pair of pants. And that's only because they don't. No, they have tights. We have tights. I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, these are the three ways to do your supporting. I know that's bad grammar, but if you like what you hear and you want to pick one of those three options, feel free to do so. It's all in the show notes. On to the supporters. Each and every week, we love to celebrate who is listening to the Real Debaters podcast. And this week, it is a eclectic array of places that we know and don't know. Ashburn, Virginia, coming in at number 10. Thanks for being an old friend, Ashburn. Vancouver, Penticton, and Mississauga going 987. 6 is Kelowna. 5 is Toronto. 4 is Calgary. 3 is Smithers, British Columbia. We love you, British Columbia fans. I swear Martin's paying you. 2 is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, coming in number 2 again on the heels of our hometown, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Ladies and gentlemen, these are just the places that support the show, that do the heavy lifting, that talk about us in the most odd places. And in doing so, we feel that you're working for us. You're working for cheap, obviously, because you're not getting paid. So thank you so much for spreading the word. If we haven't seen you on this list, hopefully we do. It would be awesome of you. I don't know what else I've got for you this week. Oh, yeah, we got a TikTok page. Check that out. The Real Debaters on TikTok. A lot of fun, dumb stuff goes on there. Yeah, that's it. That's all. I give you what superhero should have their own food truck. I will cue the reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Real Debaters production. I am Michael Petro.
I'm Jimmy Skinner.
Out west is
Martin Navarro, the Squirtle Squad. That's still my name from the last debate.
No, I think you should just keep leaving that up because it's. I always wonder if, although now we know you're Andre, I don't know what's better, Squirtle Squad or Andre.
Either way.
Yeah, either way.
I'm wearing a Pokemon shirt.
Which one? Oh, that's the ball, right?
Little ball here.
Yeah.
Actually, no, sorry, it's not Pokemon. It's Big Hero 6. My bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're
going to
kill us in the comments.
I just looked down. I'm like, nope, this is the wrong shirt.
Oh, they're going to kill us in the comments. Sorry, Pokemon people.
I corrected the mistake. It says Big Hero 6. There's like a little thing here. Little brother.
What does it say? I'm not. What does it say?
No, I forget. I don't know. My cousin made it in the Philippines.
I'm not giving up on you. You don't understand this yet, but people need you. Aww.
That's really nice.
That's really fucking sweet. I dig it. Nobody's ever made me a shirt that said anything else besides. So no, someone made me a shirt once and said, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Yeah.
That was. And then my dad threw it out.
Aw.
Ooh, well, how old were you?
Well, I mean, I don't know how long that saying's been around, but when I heard of it.
How old were you when you got the shirt?
Oh, when I got like early 20s.
Okay, why would someone, you're an adult, why would an adult throw it? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I'm confused.
So am I. Why are we talking about my shirt? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another production. It's been too long.
You see, Martin, up until his mid-30s, Michael was only allowed to wear onesies.
That makes sense. That explains a lot.
I was really trying to save everybody from having to admit that in front of them. But yes, everybody, I had been wearing onesies until 33. Mm-hmm.
Did you have the poop pouch in the back, the little trap door?
No, I didn't.
It was a zipper.
It was a zipper, so I'd always have to take my shirt off to take a shit. Until 33, that's why I took so long in the bathroom, yeah. Guys.
You had to pull a George Costanza and just take off all your clothes and go to the bathroom.
He's my hero, actually. That's where it all came from. Glad we could tie it into something that has to do with our show. I don't know how I got us here, guys. Let me get us out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fucking Real Debaters production. We are happy to give you another mindless debate this week. But before we do, you know how we do. Jimmy, what did you watch this week, buddy?
Cool. This week I watched the first episode of Netflix's new show, Squid Game.
Before you got here, somebody messaged Shauna and said Michael would like it. And I'm a huge fan of calamari, so it makes sense. But what's it about?
So basically it follows this guy who is in financial ruin. Like, he owes loan sharks money. He owes the bank money. And he's approached by a man who gives him the offer to make a lot of this money back just by playing children's games, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that far into it. That's why I started it, and then okay. I stopped it and was like, this is a series. It's weird. I think Shauna might like it. Where does it go from there?
It's a giant contest where people have to where people have to play these children's games, and it's really more of a life or death situation.
Consequences are dire.
Yes, exactly.
Give us an example. Whet the appetite.
Okay, well, episode number one, they have to play Red Light, Green Light. You remember that one?
That's the title of the episode, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember Red Rover. Remember Red Light, Green Light's like Frogger, but like stop and go. And
yeah, you're doing a lot of stopping and going, but somebody stands at the one end of the room and says green light, and that's when you're allowed to move. But if they say red light, you have to stop moving and hold very still.
Okay, red light, green light, got it.
Yeah. So they're basically made to play this game, and there's quite a few of them that maybe don't make it.
There's like, what? Okay. Have you seen anything of it on Netflix yet, Martin? Like, do you know what any?
I just saw the trailer. I've heard about that. It's good.
It looks amazing.
It's fucked up, but it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you watching it in? Are you watching it dubbed, or are you watching it with subtitles?
I am watching it dubbed.
Oh, okay.
I am. Yeah.
Is it
Korean? Is it Korean or
yeah?
Japanese?
It is. It is indeed Korean.
Yeah.
It's kind of spooky, from what I've like.
It's dark. It's a very dark show.
I'm getting Battle Royale.
Yeah, I would vibes. That it definitely draws some comparisons there for sure.
Opening scene, from what I saw, I was like, I'm not in the mood to watch this yet, because this guy takes his mother's money and goes to the horse track and bets like a ton of, I don't know how much money, because I don't know their dollar system, but bets money, wins money, then gets beat up by those loan sharks that you're talking about. And I was like, this is giving me, like, this is not how I want to spend my day. It's more something I'd want to watch at night. But
very dark.
There's a game that's played in the beginning. Does that game get played at all again? Because that weird squid game that they played early on, when the kid, it's just that first sequence.
Yeah.
Does that come back?
I'm not sure. I've only watched episode one, but okay. I'm definitely going to keep watching it.
Oh, so, all right. So it's hooked you. It's hooked its teeth.
Oh, absolutely. And I keep, you know, I kept seeing ads for it everywhere, and I kept seeing the trailer pop up. So I'm like, let's watch this. And it's worth it so far. First episode definitely sucked me in.
Martin, is anything from the couple passes of the trailer you've seen, are you going to put this on your watch list?
I don't know. Maybe. It looks interesting. I just, it's probably one of those things I can only watch once, like Parasite. Like, I can't. It's just such a clusterfuck of emotions. I'm like,
what are you watching Sunday morning? Parasite. Want to feel good.
So I mean, it's like that a lot of Korean movies that are like that in terms in the ones that actually deal with, like, you know, human psychology in a way of what people are willing to do in order to survive.
That's exactly what this is.
So I mean, that's those types of movies I can usually just stomach once, and that's it. I'm like, okay, I watched it, I liked it, but I'm not watching. It's not one of those things I put on, you know, while I'm.
It's no Endgame.
Background.
Yeah, absolutely understandable, Martin.
Let me watch torture porn. And what, eight episodes? Because it's a series, right?
Yeah, it is indeed a series.
Hour long, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't really feel an hour long too, because you're just in anticipation the whole time, and I remember sweating a lot.
That's I want them to put that on the poster. I want them to call you. I was sweating a lot.
Good show. Give it a watch. I'd give it let's say I give it about 8 Squid Games out of 10.
Really? And obviously they got to get darker. Like if Saw has shown us anything, the first thing you see in Saw is never as bad as the last thing you see in Saw.
Well, that's the whole thing, Mike. More than anything, I'm excited to see what games they're going to play next.
I hope each episode is titled a kid's game, and then you get to kind of extrapolate. And...
Well, what's like a kid's game that you guys played growing up?
Oh, good question. Martin, go.
Hide and seek.
Oh.
Tag.
Dodgeball. I wonder how they could do tag. Do you guys ever play Grounders? Dangerous game.
What's
dangerous game? So if you have like a play structure, that's off the ground, right? And one person has to close their eyes and try to tag people.
Oh god!
But if anyone touches the ground at a time, the person with their eyes closed can say grounders, and then that person is it. Or if they tag anybody.
Oh, so is the person with their eyes closed on the ground?
No. Well, they can be.
Okay.
If the person with their eyes closed is on the ground, they can open their eyes.
This is so dangerous.
How do you not fall off that play structure?
The whole thing is everyone cheats.
Okay.
Yeah, get it. You don't want to break your neck or an arm.
All right, so for the sake of Squid Games, what would be, like, from what you've seen of Red Light, Green Light, is there traffic involved in this adult version of this game? Would that be...
No traffic.
No?
No. No traffic. You got to get to the end of the episode, Mike.
Okay.
I won't throw any spoilers that way. Too soon.
You're not going to give me a green light right now,
buddy?
Too
soon. Nope. Red light, Mike.
What would... Okay, so then in thinking with Grounders, how would Grounders be applied to Squid Games?
Jeez, you know, I think it's dangerous enough on its own. They just make them play, then watch them die.
Like grease up the monkey bars or something.
They wouldn't
even
have to. As long as they're actually closing their eyes, somebody's going to get hurt.
Did your dodgeball, Martin, like, ever get serious? Like, did you play outside of school dodgeball or just inside when a gym teacher was
watching?
No, high school. Oh, wow.
So you're trying to take... We played with volleyballs, not actual dodgeball.
What the fuck?
Holy God, man. You fucking angry children.
It hurt.
You just serve them up.
Yeah.
I liked Red Rover. I was a big fan of Red Rover as a kid.
That's because you could run through people.
I couldn't run, but when I got there, I was big enough to break anything. That was... It took a while, but I did it.
Jimmy, Mike running? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Seriously. Yeah.
It's a lunge.
It's
more of a brisk walk.
I wouldn't even say arms are swaying. what else did I? Red Rover was one. Duck Duck Goose would be a fun one.
I don't know how they'd incorporate death into that.
A bomb.
Either way, a bomb. I'm excited to see where they go with it either way.
Me too.
Worth a watch.
I'm going to continue watching. And this was somebody who knows we like Survivor. And we diagnose Survivor episodes together. So anything that pits humanity against itself in some sort of survival scenario, the most dangerous game kind of thing, that gets my blood going. So I'm going to.
Then I think you're going to like it.
Martin. Martin. Ooh. Martin. What'd you watch this week?
I binged watched Star Wars Visions this week.
Have you cleaned it out? Have you cleaned house?
Yeah, and it's not, you know what, it's not really hard to binge watch because each episode, they're shorts, right? So it's only about 10 to 20 minutes long for each episode.
All right.
So they're not really hard. I think there's about 8 or 9 episodes long.
Easy to crush. I like it. I like it.
Yeah, and even if you're not an anime fan, if you're a Star Wars fan, you got to check it out. It's really cool, really well done. A lot of cool voice actors that I didn't realize. Like, I've watched both in the Japanese version or the Japanese voices, and I watched the English voices, and some of the English voice cast, like, you have Alison Brie, Tamara Morrison comes back as, you know, comes back as his voice. I won't say who. David Harbour, Neil Patrick Harris, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Wow, Jogo. Like,
you got a pretty stacked cast here, so.
Wow.
So, yeah. Okay, first question, and then I'll hand it over to Jimmy. Jogo. What episode's Jogo?
I think he's in the second one.
Okay. No, my serious question, though, is are these stories we've heard before being retold in a different way and storytelling, or is it a whole new story but using these characters?
They're all different. Well, they're, I mean, Star Wars is Star Wars. You still get the Star Wars universe, but they're different characters. So they're not the same people that you've seen before. There kind of is some overlap. Like, they're not the main characters, but there is some overlap in, you know, characters you see throughout the series.
Okay. All right.
But
so
the cool thing is you get to see new worlds, new characters, new aliens, stuff like that. So
okay.
What are they doing for the backdrop? Is this Star Wars on different planets? Is this Star Wars done? Like, I'm asking these questions because I genuinely want to watch it, but we know my track record with watching animation, so I'm trying to, you know, create
some
buying temperature.
Different stories, different planets, different characters, different time, different places in the timeline of the Star Wars universe. So you could have right after Order 66, then you have, or you could have maybe right before the First Order, or you could have beyond the First Order. So there's different timelines for the stories, but most of it is, I would say, probably right after Episode 3. A lot of it takes place right after that.
Well, Mike, and you know, as a Star Wars dork, you have to watch it.
I know, and see, that's why I was like, man, so what if? I mean, I'm catching up on it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm realizing why I shouldn't have just been so quick to judge. But Star Wars, by when you own a lightsaber, you can't not watch Star Wars, right? So, and if you want to see what that lightsaber looks like, head to our TikTok. There's a really dumb video of me playing with it. Going forward. Okay. All right, Jimmy, what do you want to know about it?
Geez, I mean, I'm happy to hear that it's, like, I mean, I knew it was going to be well made. I'm really excited about the voice actors, though. I didn't know it was going to be, I didn't know they were going to bring in Neil Patrick Harris. Like, goddammit.
Doogie Howser?
That's pretty sick. Like, I'm very excited, man. And to know it's only 10, 15 minutes, that's not much of a commitment at all. Like, you can, like, you bang that out in one day.
Oh, yeah, less than a day, like a few hours.
Okay, beautiful. Like, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, I think
smoke
I might.
Smoke some weed, watch some Star Wars. It's a good day.
Excellent.
And, you know, after everything that happened with the Luke Skywalker universe and how it ended, and maybe some people in this room, this podcast, this planet might not like it as much, would this be something that would quench appetites who want Star Wars but don't want what they've been given, and they want, like, is this for all the Star Wars fans? Like, you can walk into it being like, I know a little bit about Star Wars, or like, do you have to be a hard in the paint fanboy, Martin?
No, you can be anybody to watch this. I mean, you don't need to know about Star Wars. There's a lot of stuff that if you are a Star Wars fan, you'd be like, oh, okay, I get that. Or they'll show something where you're like, okay, that's that, this is this, and this comes from this part of the series. But you don't have to be a Star Wars fan to watch it. I still think The Mandalorian is the best thing to come out of Star Wars since, like, all the new stuff. But this is definitely up there as well. It's good. It's not the best, but it's good.
I remember when we were done watching Mandalorian before WandaVision, and then we got the Book of Boba Fett being announced, and that was, like, spring of this year. And now that's just right around the corner.
Yeah.
December?
Yeah, like, no, October, I think. Isn't October
is it
in November?
October?
Yeah. That's what they said. I mean, with all the moves and COVID bullshit that's fucking everything up, but it's going straight to streaming, so.
Years flying by.
Yeah, no, I remember when we were like, I wonder what this is going to be, and now it's like, we're going to chew into it. But yeah, you're right, Mandalorian is, fucking Jon Favreau. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Book of Boba Fett, December.
Okay. All right. So
I knew. I'm like, yeah, it's December.
Good, because motherfucker over here needs fact checking. What's your favorite episode before we let this go? Out of all of them that you watched, what was the one story that you were like, I want 25 minutes. I want 40 minutes of this.
The first episode is really, really good. There's obviously a couple episodes that I think aren't as strong.
Yeah, yeah.
But the first, it comes out strong really in the first episode. Very kind of, well, it's anime, right? So very samurai focused. Dual kind of, you know, like kind of like honorable duel. Like it's because, you know, like Star Wars had the very, it was a Western. Star Wars is a space Western. So this is like space. Yeah. Westerns and samurai stories are similar.
So I always laugh like that when
one,
I hear that.
One hero against many is the recurring theme to it because, you know, horse users. But it's really, first episode, really, really well done.
Space horse.
Space Western just sounds like.
Nay.
that's what I think. Nay. You hit the nail on the head. How many samurai swords out of 10 would you give this new Star Wars?
I give it like 7.5, maybe 8.
Okay.
Between there, somewhere between there. Yeah. I'd say closer to 8.
Anything that they could have maybe tweaked? Any takeaways that you've been like, man, if you've done this, if you've done that, maybe explore this.
Yeah, Star Wars doesn't really focus on science, so there was some science stuff. It's like, well, that
it's magic.
Yeah, I was like, midichlorians. There's like one episode where you're just like, well, come on now. I get it. It's an anime and it's Star Wars, but really, you'll probably know which one I'm talking about. I'm just like,
how about you now? Turns into a fucking Letterkenny moment.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. That does not exist in physics at all, Star Wars. Go back, check
your
fucking...
But the fight scene was cool when it was happening.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Right?
And it's like, well, this is, like, how does that even happen? Like, that doesn't make sense.
And I watched Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon. How does this even happen? Fair enough. So,
what did you watch this week, Mike?
Smorgasbord of stuff, because we went away for 2 days.
Right.
And this is the worst thing when you think you put the right file on your jump drive and you didn't.
Isn't that the worst thing?
Well, it's the worst thing in a first world problem scenario, like where I'm my privilege that says,
isn't that the worst?
Isn't that the worst thing
somebody
ever?
Get a wah wah button, please. In production, find that. No, it's not the worst, but so a lot of the stuff that I did want us to watch, we didn't get through. So, but we did watch Survivor.
Okay.
Came out Wednesday
new season,
night.
Right?
New season Survivor. Yeah. Missed me some Probst.
He's still doing it, huh?
God, I think he got COVID too.
How old is he?
Like 50 now, 60?
Yeah.
Jeez, because it has
in between
there. So it's been 20 plus years of Survivor.
Survivor's 2000.
Wow.
Because it's the first year I graduated that this came out.
So look, is this the 20th season?
21st, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, because 20 was the...
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's and you know what? They, to their credit, they've come up with a whole new way to watch the game. They're making it interactive. You
confusing.
Can win a chance to get
they
on the show.
They have to change it.
They do. And he's even, like, they're breaking the fourth wall. Like, you're seeing production staff now, which is pretty cool. Where, like, they always referred to it as the best social experiment, but they never really wanted you to see that it was one.
Yeah.
Now they're like, no, we know what we're doing. We're building an island. It's all about fucking with you and seeing what a microcosm's like and...
Because that's interesting, because I haven't watched it since that naked guy was on Survivor.
Ah, yeah, that's one way to win.
That was the last time I watched
that
it.
Would be Richard Hatch.
Yeah.
And that was the first year. And that, like, they're making references on this year, because there's some people who were born after Survivor came out. They don't know the world before.
They don't know a world without Survivor.
They don't know a world without Survivor at all. So
how did
the
they survive?
The before times.
The before times.
Exactly.
Before the new.
Before exactly. But it was nice to I was crying actually because I miss judging people anonymously from the comfort of my couch.
It's nice.
I miss playing the game and being like, what would you do, Shauna? What would you do, Michael? Right? Like, what would you do in that scenario? Would you make a big move? Would you hide? Would you scour for an idol? All those things. So Survivor, yeah, Survivor's great. And he's like, we've missed you. It's been a while.
Did Jeff, like Steve from Blue's Clues?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That was Jeff Probst to you?
Yes, exactly. And he's only done, he did Celebrity Jeopardy, like the real Celebrity Jeopardy.
Weird.
Or Rock and Roll Jeopardy. That's his only other gig. So his professional career.
Is Survivor.
Executive producer. He calls the shots. He calls the people. he's involved in the rule changes. Like, he's very, very buried in this.
Good for Jeff.
He's a producer, right? Assuming he's a producer.
Yeah, he got the EP tag.
He got the EP tag, man. He's got that blue checkmark EP shit.
Wow.
My favorite thing about Survivor is the food rewards. I just love, they make it look
so good.
Like, it's on a desert island and they got like burgers or fries or something or like steak and shit. I'm like, oh man, that looks so good.
And I bet
that's
they're hungry.
My favorite part. Yeah.
Well, I'm having one of those weeks where like I'm saying things and I don't know if I'm in a loop. Like if I'm in a if it's simulation or if it's just, you know, the secret where you say it
right.
and you put it out there. So earlier in the week we were like, we missed Survivor. So we started watching Australian Survivor.
Wow.
Which is just as good.
That's just living in Australia.
It's like a week in the outback.
In the outback.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, let's go on a road trip and not bring all the essentials. But we got into it like three episodes in, and then someone's like, Survivor's back on. And we were like, we just ditched Australian Survivor.
Yeah, fuck that. Regular.
Fuck that. Clear up the fucking memory.
Survivor classic.
Totally.
You mean that new hotness.
Exact. Thank you, Will Smith. Point to Martin.
Yeah.
Point for the fucking MIB reference. Excuse me. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was disrespectful.
That's a cider burp.
That's a ginger apple.
Okay.
Brought
so
to you by Okanagan Valley.
Question. I don't know if this is a debate question or not.
Probably.
What reality show do you guys think you would have the best chance at winning? Not which one would you want to be on, but which one do you think you could win?
Out of what, Big Brother, Survivor?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Top Chef? Because I wouldn't, like, I mean, I'd be done in a day. I can't fucking mince.
Too hot to handle? Because I'm not fucking anyways.
Too hot to handle. That's funny. Yeah, good point.
Like, are we just, because it's...
Because there's more... There's got to be more reality shows than that. The Bachelor.
There's so many.
How long do you think you'd last on The Bachelor, Martin?
I would probably give up after the first round. Be like, wow, I don't want to put this much effort. That's a lot of work.
I got to go horseback riding?
No.
I'm gonna say I'd give up as soon as I knew I was losing and then bow out so I didn't have to not get a rose.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, oh, no, I'll take a dive, guys. Like, if as soon as someone's like, you're going home, Michael.
Do you guys think you could win Big Brother? Because Big Brother Canada is still a thing, and they do auditions at Polo Park.
Can you masturbate at the Big Brother house? Will they show that on TV? Because there's cameras everywhere, right?
Probably.
There are cameras everywhere.
I think there would be footage of you doing it.
That's just going to be me the whole time. Just jacking off in the bed. Straight jacking it.
Full house. Yeah. My God.
Like during the voting part, I'm like, where's Martin? Jack it.
How great would it be if Martin got cast and then someone, or like me or Michael got cast as well, and they didn't know that we knew each other?
Oh, God. We'd have a secret alliance pregame.
They bring in Martin from Vancouver and Jimmy from Winnipeg. Be like, I don't know him at all, but really we have a secret alliance that no one will find out about until the final two.
Not even like when we're done and then we all just like bro out at the end and we're like, how's it been, man? I haven't seen you since, you know.
What's the bed situation like? Are there bunk beds?
I think there's like multiple rooms.
Yeah, sometimes there's three people to a room, sometimes there's
and the head of household gets their own room for the week.
Yeah,
the HOH, as they call it,
the HOH.
Oh.
I would do better at Survivor only because all of life's comforts are there.
Yeah, that's true.
When you look at Survivor, did I say Big Brother?
We knew what you meant. You
know
said
mean.
Survivor.
We know,
we
you're not doing good at Survivor.
No, thank you.
None
everybody.
Of us, I don't think.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah. It's not so much, it's the fact that the social game is hard enough, but compound that with intense heat and lack of food.
Yeah, everything's boiled up to 11.
Yeah, you're jacked. You're the level of anxiety, like when you watch enough Survivor, you learn to see anxiety in people. Because you're just like, oh, I've watched 29 episodes of exactly what you look like right now.
Yeah.
For like feature scripted stuff, I did Ted Lasso.
Oh.
I finally jumped on the Ted Lasso train. I got lassoed by Ted.
Wow.
And I feel that Ted would appreciate that joke because it's full of dumb dad humor. Three episodes in, super enjoying. Oh, let me try better grammar. I'm really enjoying What's-Her-Face, who was in Game of Thrones, who's the lead, the soccer, the GM of the team. What's her name? She played
Lena Headey?
Yeah, she played Shame in Game of Thrones. Not Lena Headey, no. The woman who, like...
The nun?
The nun. The nun.
Oh, I don't know what her name is.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nun...
Still give Martin a point.
Yeah, we don't care. Point's a point. She played the nun that told Lena Headey what she was going to get, and then she got raped by the mountain. So that's the woman who owns the soccer team. I love her. She's fucking whip smart. Like, who's ever writing for her is great. But Ted's just like, I was telling Jimmy before we started, I'm like, this is the show you watch when you want to feel better, when you want to see just blind, stupid optimism in a character, when you want to see just like stupid positivity that you can't, like, you just, he's so, he, she's, Sean has said to me, she's like, he's like Michael from The Office, but likable.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like,
that's a good way to put it.
10 minutes in, I'm like, that's 100% right. With the biscuits? Do you guys remember, have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
So like, every morning when he gets to the soccer dome, and basically the story is Ted Lasso is a soccer player who's a football coach who's never coached soccer before. And he goes to coach soccer in the UK. Knows nothing of the game, knows nothing of the rules. He just made a Wichita State College go a great season, and he was like a great coach. And they're like, maybe this will work, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's giving him grief for it. But every morning he just wakes up and he comes into the GM's office, and she's busy as all shit, and he keeps bringing her biscuits. And the joke is that she loves them and can't figure out where to get them, and he won't tell them where to get them because then he won't be able to come see her. And it's these bits that keep going that you're just like, you're kind of like, where's it going to go? And it's fun. It's enjoyable. You smile. You're just like fucking dad joke after dad joke after dad joke.
How many biscuits out of 10, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Three episodes in, we'll definitely continue watching. I'd give it a solid 7.75 biscuits. Like, okay. like 7 biscuits and a quarter of one eaten. It was so good.
7.75.
Yeah, 7.75. Wow. Like, you were so hungry, you just needed a little nibble of a biscuit. Otherwise, it would have been an 8.
And I bet that goes up, too.
It will.
Yeah, probably go up later when you're done the season. Because I hear good things. I don't have the streaming service to watch it, so.
Yeah,
I think that's the only thing on Apple TV.
There's a couple of good things. There was something else that I saw. I'm like, okay. Oh, that's interesting. I can't remember what, though, but there's a couple of good things on Apple TV. I think they're just starting too, right?
There's you're right, Martin. They're sleepers. They're one or two seasons in. C is on there with Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista.
They're both Aquaman?
No, there's something about blindness in this wild tribe that are trying to defend themselves from another tribe of fantasy sci-fi kind of thing. Fucking Okanagan cider today. Sorry, guys. And what else is there? The Morning Show, if you're into some drama crap. It's Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Billy Crudup. They have stuff. It just smells like Apple. And this one doesn't. Like, this one doesn't smell like they're trying to sell you a cell phone.
Okay.
I don't know. All the other ones just feel like they're mass produced by Tim Cook. And he's like, we have, you know, Apple, Apple, Apple. But this one it's Fox produced. I think that's why.
Okay.
It's on Apple, made for Apple, but Fox produced. So watch it. Get your biscuits from Ted Lasso. And you're just, what he does to the team and the players, he does to you as a watcher.
Okay.
Like, you go in and you're like, fuck this guy, I hate him. And then you're like, another episode, and you're like, oh, I kind of like him. And then three episodes in, you're like, can you come over and make my day better? And that's what he's doing to the characters. He's wearing them down. And someone in that writer's room was like, how do we get this across the screen in this way? And they did a fantastic job of doing it. And then a documentary, I think it's The Many Faces of Billy Milligan, just came on Netflix. It's about one of the first documented cases of multiple personality disorder.
Oh.
And a guy who didn't know that he had been on a rape and murder spree in Kansas City, Ohio, because he would disappear.
Kansas City, Ohio?
Kansas City, Missouri. That's what I said.
Because there's Kansas,
Kansas City, Missouri.
That's the stupidest thing on the face of the planet, is that Kansas City is not in fucking Kansas.
Yes. Kansas City, Missouri.
Or do they each have one?
I think.
Because that's also,
I don't think,
fucking
they do.
Stupid.
I think it's just Kansas City, Missouri.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I think
whoever
Martin's
thought of
right.
That is an idiot.
As soon as I said it, I thought I was wrong. It just didn't taste right. Anyways, they're in Ohio. I know that much.
And not Kansas City.
Not Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas,
Cleveland?
If you're listening. Cleveland? No. I don't know.
Cincinnati.
We're going down a spiral.
Those are the only two Ohio cities. Toledo.
Toledo. Ohio, he goes on this rape spree, but doesn't know he's doing it because it's one of his personalities.
Oh, God.
And the other personalities suppress that personality so that he doesn't know. And literally, there's like documented found footage of you learning about Billy through all of the psychologists that interview him.
Yeah.
That he would wake up not knowing where he was. He didn't know how he got there, and he didn't know how long he'd been there for, which is a telltale sign of one personality coming out, doing the rape and murder, and then another one going, this one's going to rat us out. And there being so many splices in between. You don't know you have the other ones, and the other ones know you are the core.
Did you just watch Split?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Samuel L. Jackson was in it the entire time. Did I? No, I'm
kidding. You watched Glass.
No, I guess it's based on that. Like, it's based on the idea of Glass's character, of okay. the different personalities that are in there. James McAvoy, I thought, I will always say, should have won an Oscar for that role.
It's a good role.
Like, to be able to...
He did a good job.
...come in and out, but...
Good movie.
Yeah, so if you want to watch a good doc on Netflix, a lot of stuff in the last... Because we were in the cabin for the last 2 days, right? So we
just
watched shit and watched The Wilderness, and that was that.
Look at that.
I just want to say, I think... Kansas City is both on the border of Kansas and Missouri. I was looking it up, and I was like, there's also a Kansas City, Kansas, and there's a Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm like,
see, there is one each.
It's like probably like St. Paul and Minneapolis, you know, the Twin Cities on the river.
Americans, help us out.
I don't know,
here.
Man.
American listeners, help us out. Where's Kansas City?
I just love how you were so sincere about making sure we didn't sound idiotic. I love that, man. Thank you. I just want to say,
I'm so confused. I'm not sure where it is.
We have no idea. Listeners, write in.
If
you live in Kansas City, let us know what state that is.
Where are you? Just tell us where you are so we know where you are.
Is it Ohio?
Yeah. Is it Missouri? Missouri. Martin, that's 54-38.
That's end of What Did You Watch? Okay.
There you go.
End of What Did You Watch?
What did you watch? What did you watch? What did you watch? All right, so let's move into it. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the watch list for the week. That's what we think you should check out. That's what we enjoyed checking out.
Yeehaw.
Do you just want to do the sound effects from now on? I'll just stop figuring them out, and I'll let you. Yeehaw. Honk. No?
No.
You don't want to do this? Okay, that's fine.
No,
ladies,
he said yeehaw, like a cowboy. Oh. Like a space cowboy.
Oh, I thought you were... I'm sorry. I miss... Yeah.
Bad. Space cowboy.
Space cowboy. Next, our
space horse.
Nay.
The point of what I'm trying to say, everybody, is now that we've kicked first segment in the butt and send it home packing, let's get into the debate, shall we?
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day?
Sorry, let me catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Ding, ding.
So Martin came up with this one. Martin, as always, fill in the blanks if I'm missing anything. You wanted to do food truck. Where did that come from? Did you eat at a food truck that day? And that's where this all
happened? I was like, yeah, we've never done a food truck episode, and I liked the last food episode we did, so I'm like, let's do something with food.
What was the last
food
episode?
People love food trucks.
What was the last food one? We've done a few so far. Which one?
Socials?
Socials.
I think socials was one of the last food ones.
Somehow food's always involved.
Or the rest. Remember the restaurant one? That was one of the first food ones we did. Yeah. That was a really fun one.
Yeah, my Ghostbusters restaurant where you
pay
not to eat.
Terrible
idea. It was so expensive. It would cost you like... $20,000 just to eat there.
Terrible idea.
That's the most expensive.
But you wouldn't even eat food. Like, you would just, there was no food served at that restaurant. It was food bites. I was like, well, where's the food?
I think you guys are going to like mine this week.
ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had a list here.
You always just say ladies.
I know. Ladies. I'm speaking to the ladies, guys. Fuck. I wish I could remember what episode it was that we're talking about. So in the show notes, we will put the restaurant episode so you can understand what it's like eating at a place I make, but not really having a meal.
That was very avant-garde, though, that restaurant. That's
it was. That's exactly where it came from.
It was
from.
To scale.
Pew, 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 pew. So, yeah, so we Martin messaged and said, all right, let's do something with food trucks. So we are going to debate for you. The topic of the hour is what character should have their very own food truck. And I looked into it, and I think we can all agree. A good menu, a good design, I don't know, some sort of, like, pitch, some sort of marketing. Like, how when you pull up, like, what do you – you're bringing food, but what else are you bringing, right? Is there like another level of your business? And yeah, I mean, anything else from there? I mean, if you wanted music, whatever you wanted the fuck to do, you could do, because food trucks, there's no real rules. You can do whatever you want on them. So, Martin, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first on this one?
It's up to you.
Okay, so let's open the floor. Ding, ding, dang.
I want to go in the middle.
You want to go in the middle? Okay, that's fine. You can be the monkey in the middle. All right. So,
also my position in the human centipede.
I just want to be
get the best
transfer
and you don't
way.
Get the worst. Right in the middle.
Get a little bit of it all.
So I decided to go with somebody who we haven't touched on the superhero genre in a while. So I picked Wolverine, but I picked Wolverine in his twilight years. My Wolverine is at the end of everything. My Wolverine is from London. Or London.
London
town, London. Eh? From Logan.
Bad food, worst weather, Mary fucking Poppins, cup of tea. London.
Wow.
Give him a point. Give him a point for that. That was a fucking clean take on that line. That's the most important.
I did like three characters in that. That was three different characters speaking.
Mary fucking Poppins, eh? All right. Mine's from not London, Logan. Ladies and gentlemen. So it's been
Logan London.
Logan London. London.
London Logan Loki.
Yeah. No. It's been 139 years for Logan, a.k.a. Wolverine, a.k.a. James Howitt. I completely forgot his name was James, by the way.
Wow.
Scars cover his body and his soul. The claws don't work like they used to. And he can start to feel that there might be an end to all of this madness he's just wanting to leave behind.
Where's this going, Mike?
While hiding out from the world in a junkyard with Professor X, they come across the realization that maybe the superhero racket isn't what they're made for anymore. And instead of buying a boat and sailing off into the wild blue yonder, they make themselves a food truck. So, enter Wolverine's Berserker Barbecue.
The X.
I like the
truck.
Name.
I took the Berserker from the video game, the Berserker Barrage, right? When X-Men versus Capcom. So the truck look is going to be a mix of black and yellow from the X-Men 2 costume, right? They don't do the blue and yellow like the comics do, but they do honor the yellow. So it'll be black with hard yellow patches and lines. It'll be very clean, but down the complete side of it, okay, there'll be it'll be very standard, but it'll be four huge claw marks that have been clawed in. And in those claw marks, we'll have a contraption for the door so that when you slide it open, that's what exposes you to the counter and where you order. So this truck pulls up, and then when Logan pulls open the door, it's the cling from the claws for effect. And then he's like, what can I get you? So that's my that's my truck look, right? I wanted to have something that said you're here with a guy who's got claws in his hands.
Yeah.
And that was one of the easiest ways I could do it. So the food, he's Canadian. We know he's from Cold Lake, Alberta. So I went with, first of all the meat, AAA Alberta raised. Okay.
Wow.
And I wanted to do, I told this to Jimmy earlier, Martin, I wanted to do like an aging boxer turned restaurant tour, like a Rocky thing. So I've taken all of my menu items and I've kind of tied them to different points in his life to explain who he is over time. So first we have the Cold Lake pulled pork,
okay,
which is where we meet him in the cage fight, right? We have the Vietnamese barbecued ribs because he spent time throughout all the wars, right? World War One, the Civil War, Vietnam, World War II. Don't shake your head at me, young man. I'm not done yet.
Referencing X-Men Origins isn't a good idea.
Oh, shit. You're not going to like my ending. Then we have, what else do we have? We have the spicy saber-tooth smoked sausage to remember Victor. You know, they brothers parting ways.
Uh-huh.
Then we have, I wanted to do dessert, so the only way I could really figure it out was to have the Jean Grey cobbler, which I couldn't really come up with anything, so Jean Grey just comes up and, like, touches your brain and cobbles your mind. That was...
Huh.
Yeah, that I know it's a little weak sauce.
All right.
My marketing promotion. So when you get to the food truck, this is the big thing. This is what I was thinking, right? Like how does Wolfie get people to come over and eat there? So the first 10 customers get a picture with him and a Cohiba cigar to walk away with, right? Because he's a big Cohiba lover. 10% off any local fencing groups. Anybody who plays with a knife automatically gets a 10% discount. And then Charles will pull tricks. If you've never met Charles before, like if you live under a rock. You can just stand in line. He'll come up to you and guess what you want to eat, and he'll be right. Then just freak you out. Just play with your brain. Then lastly, locations and experiences. So for locations, we'd be at festivals, dive bars, industrial parks, places where they can lay low because they're still kind of on the run. Like, there are mutants, the world they live in Logan, they aren't really welcome still. So this is kind of like a buffer from
the truck.
It's what led them to the truck. It's a buffer from society. They can go anywhere. They can still make some money. It can be fun. It can be delicious. It's who doesn't love barbecue, right? You can go anywhere with barbecue. And then lastly, I had this really cool experience. So this is where Origins comes into play. He did spend time in Japan, right? We know that after World War II. So what I wanted to do was, while you're waiting for, after you've placed your meal, I put up these different shareable fire pits, and you'd get a skewer of Wagyu beef from spending time in Japan, and you'd get your own homemade Wolverine claw, and you could roast your meat over a fire as an appetizer while you're waiting for your barbecue to come. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my debate. I feel very strongly about it this week. I'm going to open up the floor. Martin, you go first.
Stop the ass kissing. You.
I like the Wagyu beef. I'm a big fan of that style of cooking. Just because I like Korean barbecue, so I like anything where I get to cook on a grill myself.
Yes.
I'm on board for. One thing that you missed on that I would have liked to see, especially with the color of your truck, you should have had the song Black and Yellow blasting.
Ah, fuck your...
You know, because, you know, food trucks have music.
Yeah, dude, no, that would have been great. Fuck, that's so on the nose, too.
Also, I just want to ask, what is in the saber-tooth sausage? Because that sounds highly illegal if we hunt it.
Yeah.
It's a Alberta-raised pork. It's just in the name. Beta people, calm down. No extinct, ancient, prehistoric tigers were heard in the making.
We could have gone back in time,
yeah,
and hunted Sabretooth and then bring it in.
No, definitely, like, well, yeah.
You know. The X-Men have traveled through time.
And when I was doing this, yeah, Days of Future Past, I tried to stay away from that one because I didn't want to automatically lose. I was like, I'm not going to take any Wolverine from that piece of shit.
But you went with Origins.
I wanted to stay as wolfy as possible. Anyways, anything else, Martin?
Cohibas are expensive. Yes. So I think your food truck might lose a lot of money. They're like $15 to $20 a pop.
First
so
10 people.
Giving people. How many?
First 10 people. I capped it.
That's still a lot of money.
Got to spend some money to make some money, bitches. It's the only way you get anywhere. Right?
What are you charging for this stuff? Is it like $30? Like the Ghostbuster restaurant?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm also giving
That's
away.
The only thing. The overhead.
The overhead, yeah,
is what I worry about with your thing. Because you are using a lot of really good ingredients. High quality ingredients like Wagyu is expensive.
Yes.
And if you're giving away Cohibas, I just don't know if you can afford to do that. I don't think Wolverine can afford to do that.
Here's your $15 cigar and your $50 steak before you've even spent any money.
At a food truck, though, the one thing. A food truck, $50. I don't know if I want to spend $50 on a food truck.
I really was like, I'm just gonna go with like,
you know, good. It's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's just the overhead is my only concern.
I was like, I'm gonna put Wagyu in this because I fucking love Wagyu, but I'm putting Wagyu in this, and I know it's gonna be somebody's like, that's expensive beef. So good point. Fair enough.
It's good though. I like Wagyu. I mean, maybe just don't give away the cigars. Just
when you come home, me and Jimmy and you will sit on my patio. Doesn't matter what time of year it is. I don't care. And we'll each buy a Wagyu steak, and we'll cut it up in little pieces, and we'll grill it over a
with
fire.
With a Wolverine claw.
With a Wolverine claw. I'll make us each a Wolverine claw, and we can actually do this. Jimmy.
Two things, Michael. Thing number one, Wolverine, hairy guy, hair in the food. It's a lot of hair. Number two, I don't know if we've ever seen Wolverine cook anything.
You know, when you want to change your life, when you're staring down the barrel of a gun and everything's behind you, you'll pick up some skills. You'll figure your shit out.
All right.
Now, hair in the food, I get it. Yeah, like...
Hairy guy? Is he going to wear a hairnet? I've never seen anyone wear a hairnet on a food truck.
I think that's a prereq for a food truck. You want a food truck, you can't wear a hairnet.
No.
I mean, if I had hair in my food after Wolverine made it for me, after getting like a little, like, back when I was in Cold Lake story, you know, I would probably be like, I can deal with the 37 pieces of fur in my...
He doesn't have those memories anymore, Michael. He was shot in the head with an adamantium bullet. So how is he going to know he's from Cold Lake to get all of this beef if he doesn't remember because he was shot in the head?
If I remember in the movie, by the time we're Logan, he does have an idea of where he came from. He just didn't know how he got there.
Yeah. Okay. I do like how you incorporated some of the X-Men into the food truck as well. Where are they going to go? They don't have a choice.
Yeah, right. And as soon as I picked Logan, I was like, hey, I'm stuck with Charles.
Yeah.
And that other guy who we don't even know why he was there. He was just another mutant with them who couldn't go.
I just hope Charles doesn't have an episode. Yeah. Like he does in the movie and just kill everybody on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you can back up 1,000 feet and come back when Charles is done having an epileptic seizure, that'd be great. I just want my pulled pork.
Good venue, though. I like the food truck. Yeah.
Thank
Solid
you, gentlemen.
This weekend.
Very strong.
Thank you. I decided to tell a tale instead of tell you why. We never decided. Oh, we did. Yeah, Jimmy,
yeah,
you're Marshall
in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did a bit of a 180 this week. I know I told you guys I was going to go with Jon Favreau's Happy Hogan, but he's also Jon Favreau from Chef. I thought that was a little bit too easy. I felt that was a little bit too easy this week. So instead, I went with The Invisible Man.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon?
Well...
Or the guy we don't know, but was really good in The Last Invisible Man.
No, we're going to go with the old-timey Invisible Man.
Oh, the Universal Monster.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice.
Black and white?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Or black and yellow. Black and yellow. Black and
Your debate is over.
Oh, sorry.
Now, for my food truck, here's the thing. There is no food truck.
Oh, my God.
There is no food truck. There is no food. But I locate it. I quote-unquote locate the food truck in, like, one of these, you know what's very popular right now, especially in Winnipeg here? Maybe, Martin, you don't know too much, but very popular in Winnipeg is these outdoor patio bars that have started popping up all over the place. And you know what food they serve there? They get food trucks to drive in. Now, as hipster as these places are, I think my food truck can possibly be the next greatest food establishment. Because not only is it difficult to get into, the only way to get in to this patio bar to get to my food truck is you have to get an invitation. But here's the thing, you guys. There is no invitation. People just have to know to come up to the patio bar and say, hey, I have an invite to the food truck. And you just show them nothing and they say, yes, you do. And you go right on in.
What the fuck kind of monstrous play is this?
Now, once you get in, you see the Invisible Man because he's wrapped in the bandages. He's got the glasses on, whatnot. You walk up to him. You tell him what you want, whatever you want. It doesn't matter because here's the thing, you guys. You're not getting anything. You pay him real actual money. And he gives you, quote unquote, food. But it's actually invisible. So you get to tell people, I ate at this place this weekend. When really, you didn't actually eat anything. And I can't think of what's more hipster than that. You can take pictures of it. It's not there. You can post it on your Instagram. You can tell everyone that you went to this excellent place, but it's so exclusive, they'll literally never be able to find it.
I can't hear you. Martin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm laughing.
You kind of froze. I thought you froze for a second.
No, just still laughing.
Jimmy, go on.
Uh-huh. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to pay to get inside at all. You just have to know these secrets about it. And the only way these secrets get out is word of mouth, you see. And the only way you find this food truck is if you truly can be invisible.
Oh, what if I'm standing so perfectly still that I'm invisible to the human eye? Just like...
Then that's the thing, Martin.
Like, yeah, what about Drax?
That's the thing, Martin. Then you're probably already at the food truck.
Well done.
Oh, my God.
Think about it. It only makes money.
Food truck.
Only makes money.
Arguing nothing on a show where it means nothing, mm-hmm. but the fact that you have nothing is everything.
I thought that I would bring having nothing to the stage.
You fucking Daniel Day-Lewis over here, Mr. Meta.
Think about it, though. Can you not see people going and doing that? Like, oh, we went to this food truck this week, and there's nothing
It sounds
there.
Like a Vancouver thing. Exactly. You would definitely go to that in Vancouver and pay a lot of money.
It sounds like New York in the 80s.
It's like, so I got inspiration for this from, there's this guy who works for Vice, Boo. But he
are they Boo now?
Yeah,
Boo. I stopped watching them a long time ago, so I don't even know.
It's Boo.
Okay.
They don't pay their employees. It's whatever. So this guy starts a restaurant in his backyard, and he starts putting up his own ads on TripAdvisor and things like that, and he turns it into like it was the number one rated restaurant on. Something, I don't know. Some
Michelin star?
Yeah, no.
Please tell me he got a Michelin star.
in some swanky UK restaurant magazine, he was like the top thing, and it's no restaurant. He's just serving people like pre-frozen meals on a plate. And I thought, what's funnier than just suckering people in and making them overpay for something that only you know about?
Making them pay for nothing.
For nothing.
But giving them the experience that nothing is.
Everybody
something.
Leaves happy either way.
God, you and like the last time you did this, you took my money because I wanted to have the Cat in a Hat babysat for
$70.
Is this how much this costs? Is that the magic money
it
mark with you?
It is how much people usually end up spending.
Okay, $70. $70 for just here's a beacon. Here's a pin on a map. Are you okay? Are you done? Because I love where this is not going.
Oh no, I think I'm quite happy.
You're quite happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin, you go first.
Stop the with I'm you. Sorry. I know where my vote's going this week. you just got me with nothing. I mean, it reminded me of Mike's Ghostbuster food truck, but like more manageable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ghostbuster restaurant. And when you
there's
said,
nothing
when you
put
said
into
there's
it.
No food, it reminded me of that scene from Hook where they were just make believe.
Oh,
exactly.
Bangarang, Peter. Bangarang. Yeah.
Racking up the points this week, Martin.
Good reference, man. That's such a great movie. You, what does he say? You rude food dude, like
with
when
the
they
tood.
With the tood, like they get into that name calling.
I can't remember.
Oh man, that was such a good movie.
There's literally I like the Invisible Man puts zero into it. Like he has to put all he has to put in is his time, and he gets paid for it.
What? Okay, when I see him in the bandages, is
he has to do basic miming. That's it. He just has to have good space work.
When he's in the bandages, he's in the truck that doesn't exist?
Yes.
So what's he sitting on? I'm just trying to
He's
get...
miming sitting.
He's miming.
Like imagine Wonder Woman sitting in the invisible plane.
Got it. Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah, that's him driving
context.
The truck.
Nuance. Okay,
more of a modern strength. Art live performance than a food truck.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the bait and switch is what's kind of fun about it. Like you bait and switched us with something that's nothing, but it like... Fuck in this room. It makes all the sense in the world. Okay, let's just look at this. Overhead, you have none.
Mm-hmm.
Staff, who?
They're invisible.
High demand because it will become. It's like Infinite Playlist. Infinite Playlist. With Michael Cera.
Oh, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Pink Bunny, the bunny.
Yeah.
The bunny that the band they're chasing.
Trying to find this thing.
You're always trying to find this thing. That is everybody has FOMO, right?
Yeah.
Did I miss it? Have I always missed it? Is it like that picture where you look and then all of a sudden the out of the
if you squint just hard enough there's something there?
Right? Yeah.
There
like,
isn't.
Like you're creating all of this buzz. Is there something
we don't even have an Instagram. There's nothing you can tag.
I hate how you just keep ending it with it's nothing because it is nothing. Like it's just
here's the thing.
I'm trying to argue you in a corner and it's not working, Jimmy.
He's just gotta show up. He's got great core strength. That's what they don't show you in the Invisible Man movies. Great core strength. In the new one, they show that. Like, he's pretty jacked in the new one. But...
So, like, underneath the bandages is, like, a solid 6?
Oh, yeah. I'd say 8.
Just sit there and plank all day.
Yep. His abs aren't invisible.
I don't want to say I'm going to give it to you yet because I like to hear all my options, but I might be in a boat of Martin. We might be rowing in the same direction together where it's because you've... See, and this is the thing, is that... Because there are no rules, it's how you present it in the best way possible. And you, sir, get fuck you.
All right.
Because I can't say anything else because I got nothing else to say. Moving on.
Thank you.
Martin, let's find out if we're voting for Jimmy. Go ahead.
Oh, that's so funny. I picked the character Venom, the Tom Hardy version. I only didn't pick Topher Grace because I couldn't find Spider-Man 3 on Netflix. If I did, I would have switched to Topher.
I didn't have time to watch it, so I got to go with Tom.
I couldn't find it. I was like, we're gonna stream it. I probably would have got Jimmy's vote if I did Topher for sure.
I don't know now.
So just, if you will, a little bit of a commercial that I wrote. So okay. Backdrop, San Francisco with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. Camera zooms into a black and white food truck. The grill of the food truck is painted to look like Venom's teeth. And the eyes are painted to look like his, like the windows are painted to look his eyes. And so when we're zooming in, you see Eddie Brock writing on a chalkboard, turns around and talks to the camera. Hi, I'm Eddie Brock. You might remember me from the Eddie Brock Report. After losing my job, I merged with an alien symbiote named Venom. You might have seen us around town protecting citizens against dangerous criminals. Unfortunately for me, helping people in need does not pay the bills. Fortunately for you, we have decided to open up a food truck that so we can pay rent. Please help us pay rent.
It's a very honest commercial.
Come on down to E&V's Mobile Nutrition Dispensary.
E&V.
E&V, man. Follow us on Twitter under the account We Are Hungry to find out our location. This advertisement was brought to you by your moderately agreeable city block vigilante, Venom.
Wow.
So that's the commercial. And the music playing at the food truck, obviously, paint it black.
Obviously.
Menu, we're going to keep it simple. We're going to use foods that Eddie Brock and Venom eat in the movie. So tater tots, obviously, on the menu. They're going to be there. McCain tater tots. Because who doesn't love tater tots?
Yeah, like, doesn't he eat like a whole entire bag of them frozen?
Frozen, yes. But they're going to be cooked.
Okay.
They're going to be cooked. Fried chicken. But it's going to be it's served in a reusable container that looks like a garbage can for when we ate garbage chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a reusable, rewashable food container, so good for the environment. You know, we're not wasting.
Carbon footprint, small. Love it.
And obviously, we're going to have when he, you know, lobster rolls, when he ate the lobster in the aquarium at the fancy restaurant.
Well done. I like it.
And it's San Francisco, so, you know, close to the ocean, lobsters.
Lots of seafood,
And dessert is just going to be churros, not because he ate them in the movie, because I like churros. So that's what I want on the food truck.
Got to throw your own personality in
there.
A little bit of me. And the ingredients, all locally sourced at a discount price, because, as you know, Venom is the neighborhood vigilante and saves people, so he's got a lot of rapport with a lot of the business owners, so low overhead in that respect. And all locally sourced ingredients too. So lobsters, the chicken will be from San Francisco, like all that stuff. And same with the containers. What else here? Low overhead because it'll only be Eddie Brock and Venom operating the food truck. And that's really all you need because Venom can create multiple limbs to cook the food while Eddie takes the orders and payment.
We have seen him do this.
Yes.
Also, like the city at this point after the movie is aware of Venom. They're aware that he's like a local vigilante. So he also doubles wherever he goes, also doubles as security and is a deterrent to criminals. So wherever neighborhood he goes to, crime goes down. And that's pretty much all I had for this week.
All right, Jimmy. So do you want to take that first or do you want me to ask a question or two?
I think I would absolutely eat here. I think you made yourself quite an excellent menu. All things people love to eat and easy to cook.
Yeah, quick.
I love the commercial idea of it. Love throwing that in. That was very smart.
I pictured like the number at the bottom, like Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're ready to believe you, right? Like that kind of thing.
Very Troy McClure.
Yes.
When you started.
Yeah, infomercial. Kind
he
of.
He is my influence.
Yeah.
My muse.
I mean, hard to find things to pick at here, but all I could say is, man, what if Carnage shows up?
Yeah,
that's gonna be a reality everywhere you go, anyways, right? So
I don't know if that's gonna happen to the Invisible Man.
Yeah, like I don't have. I mean, society doesn't like me, but you have an arch nemesis who, if we're talking about, and I don't want to dogpile, but if we're saying that Venom and if we're saying this important conversation that Venom and Eddie are cooking this meal together and Carnage shows up, that's half your workforce gone.
Yep.
Well, the food truck's definitely going to stop. I mean, there's more important things than serving food when Carnage just coming into play, right?
You got to make a living.
Okay, make a living, but I mean, you got to protect the cities.
How you
going
to pay rent? How you going to pay rent, Martin?
I'm glad he was like, we'll stop to solve the problem as opposed to just cook right through it.
You can't cook right through it.
You can't ignore the problem.
Maybe we'll call Spider-Man on speed dial.
That's true.
You know, like, hey, man, need some help, Peter.
And not until they share a universe.
I kind of, like, I'm like, Jimmy, I can't, and I'm not going to nitpick because that's not what we're about here at The Real Debaters.
Yeah.
We're about arguing the dumb and finding the most lovable things in it. All I'm thinking, like, in my mind's eye, Martin, like, this, like, when you did your commercial, some, like, buddy comedy between Venom and Eddie where, like, Venom pops out from behind and he's like, "We're hungry." Right? Like using him to, like, play into it is my only thing that I would have done. I would have done the Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello kind of.
Did you even use him in the commercial?
Right? Like, it was Eddie the whole time, or did I miss something?
It was Eddie the whole time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Come on, Martin.
At the end would have been perfect where you just seal it and he pops up from behind him and he was like, "I'm going to eat Eddie if you don't come here." Like, just something dumb, because that's what. Because he's just a one-dimensional character. Otherwise,
I guess I could have had him in, like, follow us on Twitter, and then he would have said, "We are hungry."
Yeah, yeah, that kind of, like, just, yeah, that, so. You know, because then he's there and he doesn't scare people and people get used to him, because eventually, you know, like, a 9-year-old seeing Venom for the first time.
This might be a scary food truck for kids too.
Oh, we're not gonna have kids there. Adults only. You gotta be 18 and over
to eat at this food truck.
The movie was R.
We're not gonna be held liable for any child's traumatic experiences. 18 plus. We're only gonna be at Beer Garden, so you can't fucking do it. We're gonna be beside Jimmy's invisible food truck serving actual food.
We're both just at Comic Cons.
When you can't find the food at Jimmy's, come over to E&V's. We'll feed you.
We'll feed you this week.
If you're still hungry, come to E&V's. We will feed you.
Oh my god. I can't. I love it. I love the commercial. I love the inner city thing. I love how you're like, wherever he is, he can fight crime, like, double duty. That's really fucking cool. That's utilizing.
He's a deterrent
shit.
To criminals. People yeah. be afraid to do crimes when he's around because he'll eat their heads.
He'll eat their heads. You should have put Carnage in, like, one of those sandwich board things where you're making him walk up and down the street, like, drumming up business for you. That'd have been funny, right? Come eat at E&V's. I digress. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead into the voting cone of silence and figure out which one of these lovely ideas for a food truck.
This week, Martin won with 4 points. Mike and I tied with 0.
Oh, yeah, that felt good.
Martin with the shutout this week.
No kidding, man.
References made.
Yeah, references, hard takes, deep takes. I still like New Hotness. That was my favorite one that he did.
Well done, Martin.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna go away for a couple seconds. We'll be right back. Listen to the musical interlude. That's what it's supposed to do here. And grab a drink, come back, and we'll have some answers for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have come out of the voting cone of silence. We have figured out what nonsense makes the most sense. And we're going to start with, if you're new to us, we've increased our point system. So if you go backwards in a couple episodes, you're going to notice that it used to be 1 point. We've increased it to 2 because I want to win. So this is the only way I can do it. So we're going to vote first on who would you eat at? Which one of these has the best menu? Which one of these has the best experience?
Who would you eat out?
Who would you eat out? Would you eat out Eddie and Eddie and Venom? Would you eat out Berserker and some Wolvie from Wolverine? Or would you
eat out the Invisible Man?
Technically, there's nothing there to eat.
Exactly.
So really, fuck you and your art house food truck. Anyways, so Jimmy, we're going to start with you, sir. Give me your, out of everything, which one would you want to eat at?
I think I got to eat at E&V's. I think the menu is there. I think I love the lobster rolls. I love me some fried chicken. Can't go wrong.
It is a mix.
Tater tots, you're right.
Right?
That's a good side.
It's
fried chicken and tater tots,
side.
Beautiful combo.
It's a mix of lowbrow and highbrow. You've got tater tots and lobster. Those
right.
things will
Maybe
never be in the same kitchen.
Tots. Maybe you want a lobster roll.
Exactly. Poor boy on a lobster roll, right?
Yep.
And I, too, if you were to ask me, Jimmy, why don't you ask me?
Nah. I just, you know, I just had to go with Martin's. It just, it's well placed food, bar food. If you're gonna be in beer gardens, it's food that pairs well with beer.
It is
solid choices.
Martin, you go next. What about you, buddy? What's your pick for where would you eat?
I gotta eat at yours because Jimmy's doesn't offer food, and Mike's gonna be hungry. So I'm you're winning by default, Mike.
You're getting my vote by default. You're not highbrow enough to even find an invitation to the Invisible Man's food truck. Okay.
You're gonna be scraping the. We're gonna both be scraping the bottom of the internet trying to find where the hell Jimmy's food truck is.
That's right.
And okay, if I had to pick between you two guys, I mean, Jimmy, I love yours, and there's still a second vote, so I'm not saying. You know, we're
not
over
invited.
Here.
You're not invited.
I can't
so.
Even get a fuck. I don't know where the pin drop is, Martin. We're fucked, buddy.
That's okay. There's no invites. You just gotta figure it out.
Yeah, you just gotta hear about it and then get in on the crew. I too would eat at Ian V's, so I do pick at Ian Bennett. I mean, it sounds fun. I've always wanted to see a symbiote in real life,
and we've seen him cook.
Right, mm-hmm. He can, and he does.
It's a bit messy, but he can do it.
All right, so second point, the whole enchilada, the belt that we don't own, the trophy that hasn't been made, the respect that doesn't matter outside of this studio.
We need to get a belt.
We need to get a belt. Or we have a sign that says who's won the most. Martin's still doing it. We need a belt. Yeah, all right, let's get a belt. But let's also find out who's going to win the whole shebang here. So, Jimmy, we'll start with you. Who came up with the best pitch? Who's got the best debate? Who's got the best future idea that we should never sink money into?
Geez, I think both of yours were... pretty similar in a lot of ways, I think. I like Martin's addition of the commercial, and I like Mike's addition of adding the extra mutants and Professor Xavier into the food truck to help out. I think, you know, if I had to tip a scale one way, I think it's got to go with Ian V's.
Eddie Brock. Shredded City wins again.
Now, I know we didn't mention this beforehand, so if we do have a tie, we'll just stick with trivia. So, ladies and gentlemen, you will have to bear through a round if there is a tie between any two of us here, where we're just going to do a speed round of word associations. So, to keep with tradition, Martin, you go next, sir. Who's going to put another fucking chalk up on the wall?
Oh, well... God, I never thought nothing would win again, but I've got to go with nothing. I've got to go with the food truck about nothing. Just like Seinfeld, one of my favorite shows, the show about nothing, the food truck about nothing wins for me this week.
It only makes money, baby.
I really do like the episode of Seinfeld when they tried to make the show about nothing.
It's about nothing.
Can I just say, Jimmy, your food truck is pretty much the Nigerian Prince scam?
Oh, God, yes.
Of the food truck world.
You give me money, I give you nothing.
Exactly.
Oh, all right. Delicious. I got to split a tie here. All right. Fair enough. Well, yeah. Okay. If I look at it from my stomach's perspective and like what I'm getting out,
that was what
I'm
the first
in.
Question was for. Use your heart now.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. What does your heart tell you? My heart tells me that is as practical as it is to vote for Martin. And as nonsensical as it is to vote for you, Jimmy, I have to go with my childlike nature and simply give it to Jimmy. Wow. Congratulations, ooh. Jimmy.
That's three. Throw a three up there. There you, I'm coming up. Martin, I'm fucking coming up on you.
How many do I have? What do I have, four or five?
Three.
No, he's
got
to have
he's got four.
That,
he's got four now, okay. Actually. He's got four. I haven't changed that. He's got four. You have three. I have, it doesn't matter, but I have fun. It's all about the coming out.
I think you've won the last two, the prior votes, like the which yes. One would you go to for
yeah,
the social
yeah.
And then the where would you eat at.
Yeah, I make a good time. I just.
Or no, Martin won the where would you eat at. You did get a vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won the last where would you go, the last circus one.
You guys try to make me feel so good. I love it. Yeah, no, I did win the circus one because you guys said you wanted my virtual.
You wanted to go to your circus.
Virtual reality experience. This is fun. This is a good idea, Martin.
Which one?
Yours.
Which
oh,
one?
Your food truck one. Yeah, this is anything that incorporates like the, I think, I don't know, debaters, listeners, boys and girls, ladies, just the ladies. What do you guys think? Send us a fucking email. Tell us what you would love to hear argued on the show, and we would... love to figure out a way to do that. And there's a way that if you want to feel so inclined to do it, you can. You can donate and have a show dedicated to your friends if you want. Go to our show notes at the end of this episode. There's a whole portion of stuff there, which we're going to reiterate in a couple minutes. But, you know, why stop now? We got nothing. We got no new news coming up. I know stuff's happening for all of our Winnipeg fans, for all of our Winnipeg friends. I know that Cult Movie Night is coming back at the Park Theater.
It is.
It's just a matter of when. So
hopefully we'll be back there.
We'll be back there doing a live show. If you want to donate to the show, if you want to support the show, subscribe, first of all. It's the easiest thing to do. Just subscribe to our bullshit. It makes us happy.
Yeah.
If you want to spend money, though, your good hard-earned money can go to really good clothing. There's hoodies and skateboards. Skateboards aren't clothing, but there's clothing and skateboards.
If you were a skateboarder, Mike, you would think it's clothing.
I was.
Mike is a poser.
Yeah, I was a fruit pooter. I've never stood on a skateboard deck. But I was like, it was someone. That's a cool thing. Sweaters, socks, t-shirts, all that shit. It's all there, and then you can also donate to the cause as well too. At our Buy Us a Coffee page, all the money goes back into production costs. It just makes it better. You guys get to be an executive producer kind of thing with the show. Everybody wins.
Yes.
This has been another Real Debaters production, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to our shameless self-promotion. Thank you for listening to our ridiculous nature. We all appreciate it. I've been Michael Petro.
Jimmy Skinner.
In Vancouver.
We are Venom.
And, yeah, watch all the movies. Are gone.
Spanish ladies.